This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning. This is Sport Today, your weekday sports news podcast that puts you ahead of the game. I'm Sam Ferris.
And I'm Lucy Watkin. It's Friday, the 1st of July.
In your sport today, Australia's on top in the first test. Nick Kyrgios is still pretty good at tennis. The Super Netball Grand Final is all set to go and our Aussie icons that are teeing off. This is your sport today. We're going to start today's show with cricket news both on and off the field. Let's start with on the field because Australia are on top after 2 days of the first test in Sri Lanka. The Aussies hold a 101-run lead with a couple of first innings wickets remaining loose. It was a wet and windy old start today too.
Yeah, the weather was wild on Thursday morning in Gaul. Heavy rain delayed play by nearly 4 hours and strong winds blew over a temporary grandstand. But fortunately, no one was in it and nobody got hurt. When the players got back out there, the match was right in the balance when the Aussies lost Usman Khawaja for 71 to be 5 for 157. But a quick 84-run partnership between Cameron Green and Alex Carey gave Australia the lead. Carey made 45 and Green was out for 77. So, Sam, he's still looking for that first test century.
Yeah, you get the feeling it's not too far away. Pat Cummins also hit three huge sixes to finish off the day. Now to the off-the-field news I mentioned a little bit earlier. A report yesterday revealed that Channel 7 has taken legal action against Cricket Australia to try and end its broadcast deal early. Liz, what are the details on this one?
So Seven has gone to the Federal Court of Australia to have its TV deal terminated with 2 years left to run. Seven said in a statement it is looking to end the partnership early because of multiple quality and standards breaches, which reportedly concerns the Big Bash League that's dipped in TV viewership since Seven got the rights in 2018. Cricket Australia responded last night in a statement which said it was astonished at Seven's unwarranted action and that it will fight in court. It's a big deal because Seven's contract is worth about $80 million a year.
Yeah, and Cricket Australia pointed out it delivered two full seasons of the BBL and WBBL during the pandemic-affected years. Given how long legal proceedings take, Seven will likely still televise the cricket this upcoming summer. Expect to hear plenty more of this in the coming weeks and months, and tune in to Foxtel and Kayo from around 2 o'clock to watch day three of the first test today. Let's check in on what's happening at Wimbledon, and it's been a great day for the Aussies. Luce, Nick Kyrgios reminded tennis fans he's still pretty good.
Yeah, those were also his exact words after he won through in straight sets overnight. Kyrgios said he wasn't great in his first round win that took five sets, but he said he was in the zone against Serbian Filip Krajinovic to win in straight sets. It now sets up a huge third round match with Greek Stefanos Tsitsipas. Tsitsipas beat Aussie Jordan Thompson overnight and recently lost to Kyrgios in a lead-up tournament. Aussie's top men's seed Alex de Minaur is on court right now. Our women's top seed Ayla Tomljanovic won in straight sets and Jason Kubler was just one game away from winning before rain suspended play early on day four.
And that rain means we'll have to wait to see the Special K's team up Kyrgios and Thanasi Kokkinakis because their first round match was suspended. Wimbledon continues tonight from 8 p.m. Eastern time on 9GEM and Stan Sport. It's going to be a super Sunday of sport this weekend. We've got bulk footy games, Wimbledon, the UFC and the British Grand Prix. But at least the main event is on Sunday night when the Fever host the Vixens in the Super Netball Grand Final. I'm super pumped for this. So what do we need to know?
Well, this one should be a classic because these were the top two teams in the regular season. The Vixens were the minor premiers and beat the Fever both times during the year, but West Coast were too good in the first week of finals and they booked their spot in Sunday's grand final. The Fever are hosting the match after Netball Australia sold the hosting rights to WA, but it worked out in the end because they won the major semi-final. This is a rematch of the 2020 grand final, which the Vixens won, but Melbourne then finished bottom of the ladder last year. Bring it on.
Bring it on indeed. Former Aussie Diamonds players Kath Cox and Bianca Chatfield have said that if the Fever don't win it this year, they'll never win the title. They're still going for their first one. The game starts at 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on Sunday at RAC Arena in Perth. You can watch it on Foxtel and KO. It's a big Sunday, but it's also a big Saturday for our rugby fans. The Wallabies will play England in the first of three tests tomorrow night in Perth. And the big news is that we've got a guy making his debut after a 10-year wait loose.
Yeah, that's Caden Neville, who will make his debut after he was first picked in a Wallaby squad back in 2012. Neville, who was actually a rower before he moved to rugby, is 33 years and 235 days old. That's going to make him the third oldest player to make his debut for Australia since World War II. He's not the only rookie in the team. New South Wales hooker Dave Parecki will start on Saturday night in the front row, while Quade Cooper, Samu Karevi and Marika Korobiti are the overseas-based players in the squad.
Yep, and they'll be led by Captain Michael Hooper. As I said, the first test is tomorrow at Optus Stadium in Perth. Kickoff is at 7:55 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can watch it on Channel 9 and Stan Sport. As for today's trivia question, brought to you by the Union Live app, download that for all your Wallabies news, scores and stats. When was the last time Australia beat England in a test? Luce, help us out.
Well, the last time they beat them was in a World Cup.
So it's been a while, Luce. All right, find out the answer at the end of the show. We're off to the AFL now because the Melbourne Demons have landed one of the biggest deals of the year. Clayton Oliver is an absolute gun, and Luce, he's locked and loaded until the end of 2030.
All I know is I'm playing football tomorrow, and that's as far as I go in terms of plans. So 2030, that's ages away, and Oliver was contracted for another season, but the Demons really wanted to sort this one out before he could enter free agency next year. The deal is reportedly worth $7 million over 7 years, and it means the Demons have now secured their two best midfielders long term after Christian Petrarca signed until 2029. This is a huge deal for the Demons because Oliver is only 24, but he's already a three-time club best and fairest, and he finished third in the Brownlow voting last year.
And he's one of the favourites to win it this year too, Luce. It's the second big signing story of the week after the Lions locked in Lachie Neale until the end of 2026. And Brisbane celebrated that by beating the Bulldogs last night at the Gabba. What do Aussie sports legends Ricky Ponting, Ash Barty and George Gregan have in common? Well, if you guessed that they're all playing in a massive celebrity golf tournament in New Jersey, then you'd be absolutely right. The Aussie trio and some of the biggest sports names in the world have hit the course in a two-day tournament called the Icon Series. It was a mixed start for the Aussies, hey Luce.
Yeah, mixed start, but overall a good start. So Ponting, Barty and Gregan are part of the rest of the world team that's playing Team USA in modified formats at the Liberty National Golf Course. First up today was four ball. That's when teams of two play the same hole and the lowest score wins the hole. The team of Ponting and Liverpool footballer James Milner won, as did the teams of Gregan and cricket legend AB de Villiers. Barty was teamed up with England football star Harry Kane, but they went down. Day one is still going, but it's not televised. But the good news is day two is, and the players and caddies will be mic'd up.
So many big names in this tournament. Michael Phelps, Brian Lara, and ex-NFL quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, just to name a few. I've put a link to the Icon Series Instagram page in the show notes so you can follow all the scores. And you can watch it from around midnight on Foxtel and KO tonight. We are running out of show, but it's time for Catch This, the stuff that caught our eye. What's coming up? Luce, sounds like you've had a busy weekend playing Aussie Rules. Who are you playing tomorrow?
We are playing West Brunswick at Melbourne Uni, and it's our First Nations round, so we're wearing a really nice designed jumper.
Oh, that's awesome. All the best for
Thank
me.
You.
I might not get up for it because I'm watching the Tour de France from midnight, stage one tonight. Watch it on SBS and SBS on demand. As for today's trivia question brought to you by the Union Live app, when was the last time the Wallabies beat England in a test match? Luce, it was at a World Cup, but it was a little while ago.
It was a little while ago. It was the World Cup in 2015.
The World Cup in 2015. 7 years ago, and the Wallabies have lost 8 straight since then against England. All right, that is us done for the week on Sport Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you like what we do, tell a mate. It is the best way for us to grow. Have a great weekend watching Bulk Sport. We'll be back with you on Monday. Catch you then.